Track 15. The Vault Room. Don't be afraid to enter the passage leading to this mysterious and revealing place. But watch your head.
This vault room can be seen and understood from several interesting perspectives. As a kind of cornerstone, the one that supports the tensions of the whole structure. It can also be seen as an inner chapel, peaceful and intimate. Or perhaps as the Book of the Tower, where we can read the traces of its construction process, of the life it contained, or the events that seriously jeopardized the cathedral and its tower's integrity during the first half of the 18th century.
We can see the stonemason's marks, more than 20, always enigmatic and open to multiple interpretations. We can also see the scars left by the beams of the bell ringers' houses. The cathedral was like a small town. There is also the blackening of the walls due to the 1705 fire caused by lightning, which melted the bells.
It is also possible to appreciate the consequences of the extension to two levels of the bell's tower in 1730, an addition of weight that almost brought about its collapse. And there are also the cracks left by the 1755 Lisbon earthquake, the 9-degree quake on the Richter scale, which caused the tilting of the tower and shook the cathedral for 5 seemingly never-ending minutes. You should also look at the steel straps or the walnut wood beams, essential for its restoration, which today bring to mind the modern Spanish sculptor Chillida's masterpieces.
All these different things and time have shaped a space able to convey both its strength and a gratifying feeling of peace and quiet. As many people have told us, and we, daily visitors of the tower, confirm, this room can be prescribed as an antidote against earthquakes of all types. Whenever you like, at the end of this passage, you'll find the south terrace, the flat-topped tower balcony. It is track number 16.